Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin with Allah's name, with the name of Allah, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Nasta'inu, nasta'firhu, wa nukminu bihi, izza wajjal. I bear witness that there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah. We ask him for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The praise is due to Almighty God. Allah, we welcome you once more to the airways of American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, an intelligentsia component of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and this is the broadcast of the Female Solution, hosted by our beloved Naima Latif, the Executive Director and Producer of the Female Solution, and yours truly, Kareem Hamid. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Well, this is the part of the month where we feature an all-male conversation on a myriad of subject matter. And I have some invited male guests, and if they are on the line, would you press one on your phone? Imam DeLacy Omar Phillips or Michael Hameen. Brother Abdul Shaheed had another appointment that would not allow him to be a part of this conversation. The subject matter that we as men will discuss this morning is a very important topic. The subject of domestic violence, and also Almighty God says to us in the Quran that the male is the protector of the female. And we would like to hear your opinion, your thoughts on these two very crucial subject matters. The subject of domestic violence. Usually I have watched that subject discussed in panel discussion, and usually it's just women there. I have listened to discussions on domestic violence, and in a lot of cases, as I would venture to say, 90% or more, that subject is usually discussed and held by females. And I believe that the male has a very valuable contribution to make on the subject of domestic violence. And also what Almighty God have charged him with, to be the protector of the female. We are looking forward to a lively discussion. And if there are any males on the line that would like to lend commentary or comment to these two important subject matters, I ask you to press one on your phone. And I will unmute your mic, inshallah. So let me see. I've unmuted. I'm not sure if this is Naeem or not. I've unmuted 321-917.
Yeah, that's DeLacy Omar.
All right, thank you, Imam
DeLacy. Assalamu alaikum, Imam DeLacy Omar. That's my number.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum as-salam. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. I'm awaiting Naima to come online, and I can open up her mic, inshallah. And I'm looking for Michael Hameen. If you're present, press one on your phone, and I will unmute your mic. Okay, here's Naima, I believe.
And on Sundays, 3:00 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time, yes, for Soul for Connect with Viata. Call in at comments, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, your executive producer, and today is our men-only discussion. And we're going to give our men an opportunity to speak among themselves and talk about the very important issue of our men protectors of women. We've had a number of conditions in which men have been present when women were, in fact, being attacked, and nothing was done other than to watch the women being assaulted, attacked, beaten by men? Is there a collective responsibility? Is there an individual responsibility? And what are we teaching our men when it comes to their rights over women? Are we teaching them that they have the right to hit? And are we teaching them that they should remain neutral if they see a woman who is obviously weaker than a man who is attacking her being attacked? Do they sit by and watch as spectators, or are they duty-bound to intervene? Well, we're going to join the men in this discussion today. And women, we want you to call in and listen and join us for an after show, after the show, to analyze what we have heard. So we're going to join now our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1. Women, when you're ready to join this conversation in the after show, men, we want you to call in 515-605-9891 and press 1 so that our host, Kareem Hamid, can add you to the conversation.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Naima.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes. Thank you so much for this discussion today, and we'll sit by and listen as you and the panel of men hear what we need to know about what men think about our men, protectors of women.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I have witnessed panel discussions on domestic violence. I have listened to them. I've watched them. And usually it's mainly women that are having that discussion. Very few men, if any. And I don't know the reason for that. But this is a subject matter that we as human beings cannot just ignore. We cannot ignore it. The relationship between male and female is an integral ingredient in living a civilized, wholesome, healthy, fully developed life. They should be supports to one another. So as I said in earlier broadcasts, we must settle this silent war. There's somewhat of a, well, it's not too silent anymore. It's not too silent. It's very vocal now. This the feeling of some females to some males, and the feeling of some males to some females. It has become more vocal and more louder, and more upfront in your face. It's not a silent war anymore. There are judgments being made about each other that seems to weaken the strands of men and the bonding between the male and the female. So the subject of domestic violence, you know, when I use it, when I say domestic violence, domestic mean in the home. But I'm focused on the primary subject matter. When we hear domestic violence, our mind usually goes to the idea of the male being violent against the female. So I felt that it was time that we as men lend our voices to that important subject matter. And then also, Almighty God says to us in the Quran that the male is the protector of females. The male is the protector of females. That's an obligation that the Creator has placed upon us, that the male is to be the protector of the female. I heard a news broadcast. I'm not sure if it's true or not, because I've heard something to the contrary, that a woman in New York was hit in the face with a brick. And according to her statements, no one came to her aid. No one tried to help her. They were just observers. So with that in mind, my mind went straight to the male is the protector of the female. I'm quite sure many of us have seen videos of police officers. I've seen that too. One had straddled a woman. She seemed to be a middle age and was punching her like he was hitting a full-grown man, like he was hitting a full-grown man. And, you know, that pains your heart, that angers you. Now, what do we do in a situation like that as men? Do we intervene and stop this man from brutalizing this woman? I have a personal experience that I will share with the listening audience. I somewhat hesitate to, want to be as honest as I possibly can. But on this subject matter, are the men to be the protectors of females? I lived 11 years in Detroit, Michigan, and I came back home here to St. Louis to visit. And when I returned back to Detroit, I visited a friend of mine's home. And there was a young lady there with him, among others. And she was living there. So I surmised, well, this is his woman. Well, that's the language we used back then. This is his woman. And later on that evening, me and another friend of mine was coming out of a business establishment. And we witnessed this same woman on the ground, and this man was kicking her and stomping her and beating her terribly. We intervened and stopped him. He got very irate. He was saying, "This is my wife. This is my wife." As if that was that gave him a pass, that he could treat her like this. So as we're standing there having words, we heard police sirens. So we all ran off. We ran away. Later on that night, I was at my friend's house that I had seen this young lady there. And I left his house. I was going to the store. And going to the store, I had to walk past this alley. And as I'm walking past, three men stepped out of the alley. And I recognized one of them. He was the one that was beating this woman.
Ooh.
And he had a shotgun. And his friends had pistols. The one with the shotgun that we had stopped earlier raised the shotgun and said, "Now what? Now what, Ian? Now what?"
Mm.
He raised the shotgun and he fired. Now, with a shotgun, the pellets come out. The greater the range, the larger the spread of shotgun pellets. He was very close to me. And when he shot, I shifted my head to the left. And part of the buckshot hit the right side of my neck.
Ooh.
With enough force, it knocked me in the middle of the street.
Oh, my.
And now, I'm going to tell y'all now, I'll never wear sandals in a position like that. I had some sandals, and I started running. The sandals wouldn't let me get my full speed, although I was getting it. And I could hear them shooting at me.
Oh, wow.
And I ran across this vacant lot. I slipped and I fell. And I could just visualize them running up on me, emptying their firearms into my body. But I had put such a distance between them and myself that I had enough time that when I fell, I didn't lay there. I slid right on up to my feet and continued running. I ran around a corner, and there was a backyard to this business, and then an apartment upstairs over the business, and there was a tall fence that ran along the side of the street. I jumped the fence. I got up under a back porch stairs that led to the upstairs apartments. Thank God it was night, it was dark. I hid over in the shadows, and I could hear them on the other side of the fence saying, "Where did he go? Where did he go?" They were looking for me, and I'm sitting there panting and trying to hold my breath so they don't hear me, but I'm bleeding at the same time.
Wow.
Eventually, they walked off. They said, "We'll get him." So after enough time had passed, I said to myself, "I'm not going to sit here and bleed to death." I eased out from under a back porch steps, jumped the fence, and went down the alley behind this establishment. I traveled down the alley for two blocks, going to another friend of mine's house, and I saw these three getting in a car. They were getting in a car, and they said, "Well, we'll catch him later." But I can see them. I'm hiding in the alley in the shadows, and they pull off. I sat there a while. Then I came out of the alley, ran across the street, and informed my friend that I had been shot. So, okay, the ambulance come. We go to the hospital. And since you're hearing my voice, you know, I survived that. That incident there, it was very shocking.
Wow.
That period, a lot of men were not carrying guns. There was no open carry law. Now, let's fast forward to 2023, where it looks like everyone is armed. And let's look at the behavior of certain females and certain males in the public, even on social media. We witness violence and strong arguments between males and females. So my question to the males here is, what is your thoughts concerning the male being the protector of the female, especially in an environment like this? And let me preface this. Let me say this also. And this is not all female. It is not all female. But I have witnessed too many have taken on a masculine, aggressive character through social media and witnessing with my own eyes. I have seen women standing up arguing with a man, put her finger in his face, grab him in his collar, push her finger up against his nose, call him all kind of names, and threatening to assault him. What am I'm saying here? That Almighty God has given the male a degree of strength over female. Now, mind you, I know there are some women that will knock you out. You know, they catch you tripping. They will knock you out. But that's not the norm. Matter of fact, it has got so bad now that Clarissa Shields, she's a professional female boxer. And she has replaced Layla Ali since Layla retired. Clarissa Shields is the number one female boxer in this country. And she have issued a challenge that she wishes to fight a male boxer. Now, by her being the top in her field, suppose we got Canelo Alvarez or Charlo or Floyd Mayweather to box her. That mindset, to even think like that, is very dangerous. Very dangerous. I'm saying these things because it's speaking to the subject of the male being the protector of women and also the subject of domestic violence. I know some of us say, well, under no circumstances should a male hit a female. I've heard that. But my mother told me when I was a small boy, she said, Michael, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. Yes, ma'am. I heard that. So my position is if you don't want to be hit, don't hit. Because men, we're stronger than you. We have a mindset that is designed to answer violence. But we restrain ourselves. Some of us restrain ourselves. Sharing that, I want to open up the mic of Imam Delacy. Omar Phillips, if you would, share with us your thoughts on what we shared thus far this morning on the Female Solution. If you would first introduce yourself. Pardon me, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Imam Kareem. Yes, Delacy Omar from Melbourne, Florida. I also am a host on American Muslim 360, preparing to make it into the land of plenty to be on the program here, the Female Solution. Greetings to the ladies who are listening, Sister Naima, and all the fellow audience. Peace, God's peace and blessings be with you all. Yes, I was listening to your story. Very, very interesting, and thank God that you were able to survive that terrible ordeal. And you really was only doing something that most of us just inclined to do anyway. I've had some experiences with that particular situation where I've intervened in a female being attacked and a couple of times. And, unfortunately, I didn't have that experience. I kind of, for a little bit, and fortunately, there was no gang banging involved in it. But that was a real terrifying story. But I guess when I said I had that you did something that was natural, you know, we as men, we do feel that it's a responsibility to intervene when we see that type of thing. But you brought up so many points in the new paradigm that we are in that makes it dangerous. I know personally, I have some of my nieces, they are, all of them carry pistols. You know, they are really feeling that they need to protect themselves, especially they live in Atlanta. And Atlanta was actually one of the leading places where women were just turning up missing. People were kidnapping them for body parts, all kind of reasons. I've heard so many stories about these things happening. But you're right, now most women are armed, and they have taken on that idea that we are going to protect ourselves from these things. But I think it's still the responsibility if we see a woman being abused, a woman, child, children, or anything, that we have to intervene. You know, we did, we as a group, we made a pledge that we were going to look out for the women in our community, the women, children, orphans, families, et cetera, that we were going to, if we knew about a hardship or some type of need, that we would intervene on behalf of the women or children in our community. And I think it's still an obligation on us, whether it's dangerous or not, it's still an obligation on us to feel the need, at least feel the obligation to intervene. You know, if we see it on the street, I remember one time I was in front of my, I had a repair shop, used car lot repair shop at the time, and I seen there was a guy across the street, had a woman, and I knew the lady, and he had her seized and told me she took my money. She took, give me my money. And he had her in a bad situation. So I went over there. I said, hey, man, you can't do the woman like this on the street like this. And she got my money. I said, well, you should call the police. I said, they can handle that. When I said call the police, that woman, I had intervened enough for her to get her loose, but she cleared out of there. She cleared out of there really fast. But you have to intervene. I guess that's what I'm saying. You have to really intervene when you see that. And I've had to do that more than once, by the way. Yeah. So I'll just leave it at that, that there's an obligation on a man when he sees a wrong like that being done, that you have to intervene on behalf of the woman, even though you don't know whether he's right or wrong. Like this guy said, it's my wife, but that still didn't give him the right to do that in public. Because why? Now you're inviting the public to intervene. If you were in your home, we wouldn't know about that. But out on the streets, you're in the public sphere, now the public has a responsibility. There's such a thing as citizen's arrest. You know, it can be carried out, but ma'am, you had such a horrible experience. I know you're very conscious of that now. So, but thank you for that. I would just say that we have, as men, we have an obligation to protect our women, sisters, mothers, friends, et cetera. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Praise be to God. Praise be to Allah. Okay. We have Minister Plump with us, 312-882. If you would, please share with us your thoughts, Minister Floyd Plump, concerning the subject of domestic violence. And also, the Creator has said that the male is the protector of the female.
Well, in Yashabom, Ahura, we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful with some black power, and all praise is due to Allah, Yallah, Yahakbar. Yes, sir. This is Brother Minister Plump, Brother Kareem. Assalamu alaikum to you and
Sister Naeem.
Yes, sir. Well, we are here. Thank Allah, we another day, and we a miracle on our way. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy, and I am wise. And I thank God for your topic, too, Brother Kareem, you know, and that is the fact that, you know, the man is the head of the household, and he must protect his children at any and all costs, as well as his most indeed, his wife. I got involved with domestic violence kind of early from my experience. You know, I had an instinct. My childhood instinct was that a man should never hit a woman. And I had the experience that my father hit my mother. And, man, that was something terrifying, you know, a little child seeing a father hit his mother. And I didn't know at the time that he was a drinker, you know, drinking alcohol down in Mississippi. So I was about, I guess, either 5 or 6 years old, and my father was fighting my mother. He didn't just hit her. He was beating her up. And I was telling him to stop and stop, and he wouldn't stop. And it made me even react to violence, you know, to help to protect, you know, the female, the black mother, you know, my mother was dear to me. So I even thought from the time I was a child that I needed to intervene, as Brother Muhammad mentioned earlier in the conversation. You got to intervene some kind of way. So as a little boy, I run to the kitchen and I grabbed a knife and then I poked my father on the rear end of his buttocks, and he knocked me down, but that stopped him from fighting and jumping on my mama, I think, for the rest of his life, especially in my presence. So I believe that even not only the men should protect and provide for the children, but also I've learned early that a boy will also protect as a young man. That's just the natural nature instinct. If a father, or even though they are married, you know, would begin to hit or beat his wife, then that was my process as a child. And Brother Kareem, I hope that you stick with me, because this is a very important topic, and I like to just be, as they say, a brother and a friend and a co-host, as we say in our meetings, come again and bring a friend. So hopefully you will reflect on, as we go through this topic, the Million Man's March that's coming up on October the 16th in 3. We have launched it, the Million Man Mind, the Million Fathers Mind, and the Million Family Mind. And we all come from a family. And I thank Allah, God, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, taught us that the footsteps of a woman is heaven for each man, woman, and child. And I remember the music back in the day, they used to say, brothers gonna work it out. I believe brothers and sisters, men, women, and children gonna work it out with the help of Allah, Ya Akbar. And at this point, you know, as I mentioned, I believe that every man should protect his wife and his children and provide for them. And we can go forward, you know, from today on and hope that we can share, you know, the thought that everyone should stop the violence, robbing, stealing, and killing, and the looting and hijacking and all of the wrong, evil things that it comes out to be negative and comes out to be dangerous to the community. I remember Mayor Washington said, the Honorable Mayor L. E. Washington said, we must plump the whole community. So I've learned better, know better, and do better, and promote peace, love, unity, marketing people. And thank God for the female solution today. And I hope that you respond to me and keep me posted up on the air today. This is going to be a very serious, you know, conversation. But I do believe we demonstrated with Dr. King, you know, nonviolent. I do believe in violence, and I do believe in the flip side, to protect, you know, yourself by any and all means necessary, as well as the family and the whole community. And therefore, we can get involved from Dr. King to Black Power to you know, even the Black Panthers, and especially the Million Man March coming up. We are going to be serving, and we all can serve and be great, and it's never too late to be great if you just serve. Serve God and serve yourself and the family and your community. So I'll stop right there and let everybody kind of keep it moving. I'm going to keep it moving too, but I hope you keep me on the air for a little while today. And
yes,
and,
you
and,
are.
You know, we all
you
got
are
an opinion.
Yeah, Minister Plump, I will come back to you. You are
one of our
honored guests on this assembled panel. Yes, sir. I'll definitely come back to you, inshallah, God willing.
Yes,
Naima,
sir.
I think we should. Yes, sir. You are most welcome, and we are grateful for your valuable contribution on such an important topic. Naima, I think we should pause now for public service announcements or station identification. We are a half hour. We're 43 minutes into the broadcast. So
yeah, I got so wrapped up in your story, I forgot to watch the time. I was on the edge of my seat. Did he make it? Yeah, so we'll be right back after these brief messages, so stay with us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Afar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy, keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Back.
We are back.
Okay. I see you, error code 557203. I'm going to open up your mic as you join us in this valuable conversation on domestic violence. And Almighty God has the creator of us all has said that the male is the protector of the female. And we would like to hear your thoughts on those two subject matters, domestic violence, and also our obligation as males to be the protector of females. Please share with us, if you would, please, error code 557203. It'll go 557-203. Take your phone off of mute. Okay, their phone may have activated the one without them pressing it. Okay, we invite all males that are under the sound of our voice, take part in this valuable discussion this morning.
Hello. Are you there?
Ben. Yes.
You are there?
Is this error code 557203?
This is Dwight, the plumber, a.k.a. Abdul Noor. How you doing, Brother Kareem?
Oh, I'm fair to admit him. Yes, sir. I hear you.
Would you say that word again? You're what?
I'm fair to middling. That's an old statement that I used to hear.
I used to hear that same one, but the way you said it, it sounded even more better. This is Abdul Noor. I've been with the Muslim community for, most of my life since I was 12 years old, and I got another Muslim on the other line holding for me because I'm doing some plumbing at one of his houses at schools for Mokan Construction Company, and he's trying to call me back because I had hung up. Yeah, so inshallah. I'll call him right back. But anyway, this has been a great discussion that's been going on. I was meditating while I was listening because I didn't call in at the beginning of the conversation, but I caught in on tail end of, and I'm trying to meditate so I can ask God to give me the right words to say. When you're dealing with a man and a woman, it's very crucial that we use God's will and not get into our own wills, because this situation, God gave Adam Eve, and he made Adam first, then he made Eve. And, of course, you know, she gives birth to the child, and she goes through the pain of giving another life in this world. However, the man has the duty and the ability to go out and have the strength to provide and kill, because just like a lion and a tiger, one's stronger than the other. They call the lion the king of the jungle. However, the tiger can do just as much. They got a thing called a saber-toothed tiger, and he could kill. I've seen or heard about a tiger killing an elephant by itself. Lions don't do that. They travel in packs, so it'll be a whole pride that's killing a lion or an elephant or a rhinoceros or whatever it is before they can eat. But we do that stuff unnecessarily. We'd be killing each other. And I'm living in a neighborhood where that goes on. It just happened yesterday. I don't know if somebody got killed, but I'd be listening to people talking about how all the gunshots be. It seems like this emptying the clip right across the street by the White Council where I'm staying at right now. And it was another situation at a Family Dollar. Two employees were fighting behind the counter, you know, where the cash registers are at. They fighting. I don't know what the reason is, but still, the thing is, we're talking about the man and the woman and bringing up his family in a productive way and being focused on that. It's very important that we put Allah first. We use the Quran and the Sunnah. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave two things. He said, well, leave me two things. You hold on to these two things, you'll never go wrong. And so that's where I put my heart at. That's where I put my trust at and my belief at. Wow, it's been so great, you know, these last month or two. And I believe that, you know, these days are numbered, but only Allah knows. Sometimes one day is 1,000 years. So we have to just, you know, roll with it. You know, we have to roll with it and keep on going. Al-Fatiha was the opening. So we have to be strong, and Surah Al-Ikhlas is the summary. So, however, it's not, in my mind, the last days. So we have to be strong as a man to hold on and hang in there and do what we have been provided for, so that we can be the strength and protector for the woman and the family, and then hold on and just hang in there and teach. Because they say the woman is the first teacher. Well, we get to be strong.
This call dropped. Sounds like his call dropped.
Yes, his call dropped, I believe.
I accidentally touched the mute button accidentally. I don't know how my face or something. Okay.
All right, you're still alive.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to touch the mute button, and sometimes it happens. I'm being emotional talking on this discussion, because I've been going through a lot, and I know we Muslim, and we have to make
We are human beings. Wait a minute. Let me spread this conversation out. You know, we are not just talking to each other here. This is the human family, period.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And let me say this also. God didn't have to reveal to the man to protect his wife and his children. That came natural. The revelation came later. That it's just naturally inbred in the man to protect his wife. So we need to look at the creation story once more. you mentioned that God made Adam first and the woman second. Well, according to the Quran, Adam represents male and female. God created them both at the same. I'm just making the correction in the creation story that all of a sudden the man felt lonely, and he had. And the Creator put the man back to sleep and go into his body, take a rib, and fashion a female. So that gives the indication that the female is just an afterthought, that she's not a full human being. She's just an afterthought. She came from out of me, man. So I'm the boss. All of that, we need to really correct that story. The prototype or the essence or the condition of the human family, of human beings. I just wanted to make that correction, because a lot of our thought and thinking is that she is not worth as much as I am. Because God made me first. We have to correct that. That is not true. You know, that is not true. Yes, sir. Go ahead, if you would, please. We have another caller on the line that I want to.
Seriously, thank you for bringing that up to my attention. And we have to also take encounter of the fact that we've advanced so far from where we were at when we had the tree that we were forbidden to go eat from that tree, because we had other things that we could have eaten from, but we were tempted by the Shaitan, we were tempted by the devil, that we would learn what God knew and see what God had other than what we were blessed with. Because we went to that tree, we were supposed to not go in that tree, and the old Satan tempted us. He beckoned us. He suggested to us. So I'm trying to just hold on and be as strong as I can, because I'm getting back with a wife that I've been married for almost 20 years, and we're making baby steps to come back together. And that's a blessing. That's a great blessing. So I want to encourage this Muslim community to hang strong. No. Because even sometimes,
encourage all of humanity. Let us begin to use language that includes the whole of humanity. You know, this subject matter is not, it's not a Muslim subject matter. This is a human condition that we are expressing. So, you know, we don't want to exclude anyone. We don't want to exclude anyone from subject matter that affects the whole of humanity. But I'm only saying,
no.
Yes, sir.
This is that we have to be thorough, and we have 5 daily prayers to make. And as a human being, we have to pray, because he said the birds even worship him. So in this book, it's even the birds worship him. The whoopee bird, he went and told Solomon about that other kingdom, which Sheba was the conqueror of, the leader of. But Solomon said he wouldn't bounce on her because he thought she was so powerful, and he had a kingdom, a palace that looked like it was water. It was gold. And she raised her little dress up thinking that it was water. And that was just an example that, you know, there's a lot of power in mankind. But Solomon wasn't, you know, it could have been somebody else that's greater than him. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm so looking forward to the next opportunity where I can think before I start talking about and pushing one. But I wasn't, I'm just a little bit nervous right now, but it's going to be all right.
I understand.
Because I know
Yeah, I'm going to make my prayer. I'm going to make my prayers. I'm a little late for Father this morning. But thank you all for listening to my rambling a little bit this morning. It's gonna be all right.
Okay, stay on the line. I'll come back to you. Praise be to Almighty God as we discuss this. As we discuss this, ma'am.
Yes, that's what I'm making. We're at the top of the hour. We can take a quick break before we go take our next caller. That way we can give them enough time to speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
Praise be to God. We'll be right back. We ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah, as we share with you these important public service announcements. Don't touch that dial.
So I was telling my brothers, if they ever had daughters, to do certain things with their daughters, that way to just have little daddy-daughter dates and things, and take them on little journeys and take them out to eat and treat them like a young lady and open their, even if they're little, I don't care if they're from 3 to 13, treat them like a woman, open their door for them and hold the door and everything. So that way they will be used to it, because I said one day when they get older, they will look for a husband, and they will be so used to how their dad treated them and how their dad talked to them and told them how they were supposed to be treated, so they won't expect or they won't look for anything less. They will remember, okay, when I get older, and if I will know how my dad treated me, and I will know not to get with anything less, as in if a boy doesn't respect you all the way. You will know what respect feels like, because your dad was the first person to show you how a young lady should be treated.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Our job is to bring you their story.
Join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for an episode of Optimal Health with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach and doctoral student at the American School of Symptometry. It is our aim and objective every week on am360.org to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Planet Earth is well known in symptometry as an echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with booby traps everywhere. Come join us each week to learn about these booby traps that cause health to be denied. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in to listen to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWShura. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community Wide Shura's Conference, at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
You are listening to AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
Panel of men discussing our men protectors of women.
Yes. Okay. I saw someone had pressed one on the phone, and I don't see them on the board at this time. But I'm going to return back to Imam Dalai Omar, if he would share his thoughts.
I have a couple of callers that I believe on the female solution line. After you're done with your guests, I believe 872-731 and 312-632 on the female solution line after your guests have spoken.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to open up the mic of someone that has not spoken. Error code 334-419. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, thank you. Assalamu alaikum, and God's peace be with you all, and Michael Hameen, Jacksonville, Florida. And please forgive my tardiness. Brother mentioned the hoopoe bird, and I wasn't out investigating territory, but I was dealing with some personal issues, and I couldn't get in. But my comment is this. Oftentimes, the culture directs our attention. Most of us directs our attention away from the logical structure of the world, and away from the history of the history of human beings and their relationships. And in terms of history, we're told that, you know, there's the hunter-gatherer phase. Well, in connection with that, man was the hunter. And, you know, oftentimes, like we see with other mammals that are predators, lions and so forth, you know, there are times when they miss. They're hunting prey, but they miss. Well, the other part of that history is the gathering part. That's the female part. They went out in close proximity to where the family group was staying, and they would gather berries and other edibles in order to sustain themselves, their children, and the times when the men missed, that would also sustain the men, the gathering. So this idea of cooperation and not being in opposition to one another is something that is historically based. And we look at science as well. But this society wants us to come into an oppressive language environment, and examples being made, the intellect is used to bring up false narratives, to bring up the choice of the mind to be able to construct ideas that are not in line with nature. And this is the kind of oppression that we're under. You know, yes, the history shows that men have been the protectors of women, and the women have been supportive in that relationship. And there's a small group, primarily men, but their women have supported this mindset that is oppressive to the everyday common man and woman. And it goes on today. A small group of people are aligned with the devil himself. And you've got a small group that is aligned with what God intends and what the universal standards of decency and intellectual strength. So I think that's enough for me to say right now, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so. Thank you, Imam Kareem. Imam Kareem, your mic is closed.
Check your mic.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Thank you. Your mic is still closed.
Naima?
Yes, yes. We can hear you now.
Okay, all right. So if you would open up the mic of the guest assembled on your board, we would greatly appreciate their input. The subject this Wednesday is domestic violence. And it is my thinking that every time I'm in touch with this subject matter or there's a panel discussion on it, it is mainly women that are having that discussion. Very few men. So I believe it's time that we come out of our shell and discuss domestic violence and the responsibility that God has placed on every male to be the protector of females. So if you would open up the mic, Naima, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, 872-723 and then 312-632. We're coming to you next. 872-731, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments on the topic.
I'm Rashida Ali calling from Chicago.
Okay, well, Rashida, I want you to hold on for just a second because we're going to have an after show with the women and we're going to talk about what we heard. So just hold on with us if you can. And we'll analyze what the men have said after the on the after show. 312-632. What's the name where you're calling from? 312-632. Okay, they may have check your mute on your phone. 312-632.
Okay, if they're not.
All right, we'll come back to them later. And women, we want you to hold on because we want to have a conversation about what we've heard and what we can change in ourselves, in our homes, to create a different scenario that you're experiencing today based on what we've heard the men say. So, Rashida, hold on. We want to get your thoughts on that. So go right ahead, and we'll check back with the other person later on.
Okay, I want to. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I want to hear once more from Imam D. Lacey Umar Phillips, if he would share with us, please, your thoughts after hearing the comments of other men on this broadcast. Imam D. Lacey, take your phone off of mute. Okay, I believe either he has stepped away.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now. Yes, sir.
Yes, I was on mute. Apologize for that. Yes, I was listening as I was attending to some matters here at the store. But very interesting comment. And, you know, I guess we were looking at two things in my mind I'm hearing. I'm hearing about domestic violence from a men's perspective and protection of women or men protectors of women. And I guess I was mainly focusing on the man's responsibility to protect his family and women, children, et cetera, the role of the male. And I know this in these times that has been shared. That's been a shared experience. And as we go into the future, there's more and more, like we see women are taking more responsibility for themselves to be more aggressive, I would say. I think you mentioned earlier about you've seen women grab someone in the collar and point their fingers in their face and threaten the male. I haven't directly, but I've seen that type of conflict going on. So I think the society has changed quite a bit. And women now are driving trucks, doing the providing the one. I think they said bring home the bacon and cooking it too, and that's been going on, by the way, for quite a while. So I think we have to look at the society has changed quite a bit, but it's still haven't. I would say changed the nature created for the male and the female, or if you like the role that the male and the female have. And I think that's something, if we want to have healthy societies, healthy families, I'll circle back to that kind of concept. We want to have healthy families, we're going to have to start respecting the roles of each of us. And if you don't want to use that language, the responsibilities that each of us have, the responsibility that a woman, female has, and a responsibility that the male has, and even down to the children. You know, there's responsibilities for children. They have to be responsible for their younger peers, their younger offspring. I was listening to one person. He was talking about his father obligated him to take care of his sister. And that's been the things that we've done naturally for years. The big brothers took care of their sisters, their smaller siblings, et cetera, et cetera. I think we've gotten away from just the natural order of how things are done naturally. And if we could start back respecting that natural order, what is natural? So, yes, the male is under normal circumstances stronger. He has more responsibility because of that. He might not be smarter, but he's definitely going to be in most cases. So he has responsibilities with that, with what God has blessed him with, that ability to go out and challenge the environment and make it produce and bring it home to take care of the mother, you know. And I think what we've missed is that the mother is at the house because she's the bearer of children in most cases, and she's there as the nurturing the young ones. So naturally the male has to go out. I think the loss of the family structure has created a lot of the problems we are seeing, and the loss of respect for the family structure has created a lot of the problems. So if we could just get back to thinking, even though, you know, as we are talking, we are sometimes have the tendency to talk about the ideal society, how we would think the society should be. But we know it's not that. It's not the way it should be. But that's still an obligation on us to have ethics, principles, and rules respecting the way the society should be. And that's what we have to judge by. That's what we have to hope and work for, that we want the natural order, the things you mentioned, for the human family, not individuals. What's the best solution for the human family? The human family of females, males, children, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we're working for. And those are the ideas. If we can just respect the natural order, I think everyone respects what they did. You know, there's our recite a hadith that the prophet gave us. I think it's important in this context. He said, everyone is a shepherd and has responsibilities. The man has responsibility for the family. The wife has responsibility to the male and for the children. The children have responsibilities to the parents and their siblings. everyone has responsibilities. And he used the language as a shepherd, someone watching over the flock and watching over responsibilities. Rise, I think the Arabic word is that he used. And it means one who's responsible for what they're responsible, their responsibility. So give everything its rights. Give everyone their rights. Children, give their parents their rights, their siblings their rights, their brothers and sisters their rights, the parents give the children their rights, and et cetera, et cetera, and be responsible to each other. That's what we have to work for, and I know we don't have that. That's what we'll work. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Imam Delaney Umar. Praise be to Allah. Okay, I want to bring in Minister Floyd Plump. You know, let me say this. When Almighty God says that the male is a protector of the female, our minds a lot of times go to the sacred bond of marriage. But Allah did not put a designation on that protection, that the males are not just obligated to protect their wives, which is a responsibility. But Almighty God says the male is the protector of the female. So she does not have to be my wife. She doesn't have to be a family member. How do we approach that? That's what I'm, how do we approach that? That we are obligated to protect the female, whether she is a blood relative or not. How do we approach that? And I must caution us, we must approach that with wisdom. We have to be wise, because in this environment, as Imam DeLacy just mentioned, we are far off the straight path. And this environment that we're in, you can lose your life. You know, and he's beating her or whatever. The majority of people are armed now, and they have a certain mindset that a gun is the answer to any problem that I might have. So I'm bringing that up because that is a reality. How do we handle that? This woman is not your wife. She's not your mother. She's just a female, and she is being assaulted, and you're witnessing it. And being aware of the environment that we're in, how do we approach that? You know, I refer to, Allah says, when you see a wrong, hate it in your heart. And then, if you can, change it with your hand. Change it with your hand. If you can't do that, at least speak out against it. Speak out against it. So those are three prescriptions for when we see a wrong. And I suggest that we use those three examples, but use them in a very wise way. Use them with insight and wisdom concerning protecting the female. Okay, let me open up the mic of Minister Floyd Plump. Assalamu alaikum, Minister Floyd Plump. Please share with us your thoughts, please.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you again, Brother Kareem. You are fantastic. Yes,
no,
sir.
Thank you to Allah.
Yes, sir. You know, I think that, you know, we have to repel against any and all violence. If I see a man, even if she's just maybe his girlfriend or associate that he know. And I have intervened, or I have, in fact, attempted to stop, you know, violence at any point in time out of my experience in life, you know, to say something or even do something, you know, tell the man first, you know, warning comes before destruction, you know, in a way of life, and it comes with the quickness too sometimes. So I would say something to a man about physically restraining or hitting or beating a woman. You know, brother, man, don't do that. You know, she's a woman. She's a sister. You know, I would say something as well as do something, and hopefully I've seen the situation where I had to get involved and push him away, or even jump in it and get in the fighting on the side of the female. And then I've seen it even happen in a more serious way, and I have to laugh it off after experience, because my best teacher, you try to encourage the man to stop being physical with the female, and then both of them wind up and jump back on me. it's been a roller coaster, you know, in life. You know what I mean? It's like in America, it's the wild thing, but still you got to practice to be civilized. And the duty of the civilized man is to help all of those that is uncivilized to be civilized. And I'll stop right there, Brother Kareem. Thank you again.
Yes,
for letting me share those ideas.
Thank you, Minister Smump, for your valuable contribution. Imam DeLacy mentioned something, that there is the ideal, and then there is what we are presently faced with. We have to be aware of the environment that we're in, an environment that has been created for us, that takes us away from the natural order, the natural plan of Almighty God. So we have to traverse. We have to move along those lines. I'm going to open up the mic of Michael Hameen. Would you share with us once more your thoughts, please, on this valuable subject of domestic violence and the responsibility that the male is a protector of the female. I'm not saying his wife. I'm not saying his daughter. I'm not saying his niece. Almighty God did not put a prefix on it, that the male is the protector of the female. If you would share with us, please, those two topics. Take your phone off of mute, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Imam. I want to go to a particular focus, and that is the relationship interactions, male and female, with particular focus of African Americans, you know, called Negroes, called colored, called niggers, and how as a new people in the world coming out of chattel slavery, and the conditions of chattel slavery was to empty out the past life, language, and so forth, culture of a group of people, and then putting into that people certain conditioning. You know, we were considered a group that had no rights, that had to be respected by the social leaders, the master class, and his underlings. And that conditioning meant that certain men, not all men, were permitted to have sexual relationships, but certain men outside of the construction of marriage, certain men were used as breeders to breed more slaves, strong backs, you know, and with the environment creating weak minds. And so, you know, we have that special circumstances outside of the normal development of other human groups, ethnic groups. And there were other things of selling the children off, selling the wife off, sending her down the road, you know, for profit, for money. So the family dynamics was not stable during those conditions. And then there were particular acts of savagery and terrorism to keep the blacks in their place, to keep the blacks in a certain cultural space, much like the Hebrew boys and girls. They were the underclass. They were the other. And when you put those two histories side by side, you know, the previous scripture, you know, I'm a Muslim, so I'm reading the Quran, but the previous scripture, the Holy Bible, talks about, will a man rob God? Well, certainly that was speaking to the Hebrew boys and girls, but it was more so in terms of how the African-American community was treated, emptied out, robbed of their past connections with history and culture and language and so forth. So we know this history, but when we hear other people talk about it, well, there's always been slavery, you know. That situation was a benefit to the individual blacks, you know, because of, you know, they gained certain skills because of the situation of slavery. Well, you know, all of that BS, you know, is designed to try to keep the guilt off of the Europeans who supported and established that history. And also, they don't want their children to think badly of their ancestors, you know, who were a part of that. Frederick Douglass called it, you know, the behavior was such a behavior that would shame a nation of savages. Well, the majority were not cultured like the founding fathers. The majority came out of the debtor prisons and the mental institutions and so forth, and they came over here as slaves, so to speak. And in their previous condition, they were considered the niggers of Europe. You know, the serfs, S-E-R-F. They were considered, you know, the low life that had no rights to be respected. So now focusing on protection. Well, we know we had World War II. World War II was so intense in terms of the nature of it. Women were invited to come into the workforce because the men were overseas. The men were overseas fighting the war. So it took the woman out of the house. It took the females out of the house into the workforce. And then there were other institutional established conditions that had the African-American woman dependent on the government. They were enticed to not have men in the house. And, well, you know, I'm not going to go into the details because you can look it up if you're really interested. And so we had a society created where the protection of women was done by proxy. You have the police department and other institutions that protected women's condition. So the government became, for many of us, the government became the protector. And then in order for a man to protect a woman, whoever she is, she has to be willing to be under his protection. When she's rejecting simple common sense things like showing your flesh in such a manner to entice men that don't have any kind of self-discipline or respect for human values, they're going off of animal nature, of sexual desires. You know, if a woman's not willing to accept the fact that, look, baby, you know, don't wear that, because that's, you know, that's for me, but that's too enticing out there with these crazy Negroes and crazy white folks out there. You know, we, you know, if they're not willing to come under that kind of, see, it's not just the physical, my muscles protecting you, my intellect and my knowledge of the world is a protection. I had a situation where a neighbor was on drugs. He had a beautiful wife. She was in nursing and he had twins and I think another child. 3 o'clock in the morning, he's chasing her down my alley. Right next, you know, right next to me. The alley is my house is right on the alley. He's chasing her down the street at 3 o'clock. Now, I was about to go out there and run out there, but before I ran out there, I told him, look, I yelled in the alley, look, I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police right now. You know, and that stopped him in his tracks. And he knew I knew him. I talked to him later and pulled him aside and said, look, you got a beautiful wife and family, and you acting crazy. You're teaching your son how to be crazy and violent with his wife. You know, you need to stop it. Well, he wound up separating. He had, like I said, he had a drug problem. He wound up separating. But I was able to stop him with the threat of the police being the protector, you know, because, you know, oftentimes Negroes don't respect other Negroes in terms of interceding in their affairs. You know, that's just how it is, you know. And, again, the women have to be willing to come under the protection of a man. And if they put themselves in harm's way out of ignorance or stubbornness, what can you do? And I'm going to stop there.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. We'll be right back after this last break to hear more men only discussing our men, the protectors of women. We'll be right back. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back after this message. So stay with us.
What is American Muslim 360, you ask? It's hard-hitting.
You don't have any peace, and our people have been tricked. And if you've got money, which really is an artificial measure of wealth, wealth is more than just how much capital you have accumulated. Huh? We know that money is just a medium of exchange, man-made, and it can change, it has changed. Grown men, I don't carry cash. You're an idiot.
Informative.
Federal government now spends more than $500 billion a year, or roughly 14% of the federal budget, on doing business in the private sector with contractors. In addition, contract goals are established for women-owned businesses and small disadvantaged businesses, which is another name for minority or black-owned businesses.
Your health and well-being.
I want to talk about high blood pressure one more time today. Especially in our community, high blood pressure is so prevalent. It is a silent killer, and usually there are no symptoms at all. And if we don't really take care of ourselves, it's bound to get out from under us in an unexpected moment.
Al-Quran.
So in that regard, it's also said in Quran that it is the best of time to pray, and it is during this time in your reading of Quran that it will be a witness for you. So if you can imagine that if we are reading Quran during this time, that it will be a witness for us.
So to answer your question, American Muslim 360 is well-rounded. It's all about the people. And it's all about the deen. And that's why we are the number one Islamic blog talk radio station in all of America. Come on.
Assalamu alaikum, dear. What's wrong?
It's just frustrating, you know, like, I can't seem to find anything on the radio dedicated to Islam.
Have you looked on the internet?
Well, I mean, no. I was too busy looking on the radio, but, you know, might as well give it a try.
Hmm.
even on the internet. Nothing. Everything is Islam is this and Islam is that. But where's our voice? There's got to be somewhere. There's got to be somewhere I can go.
Wait. I know just the perfect place. Check this out.
Quranic base, curriculum base, education that was taken out of the running. Our education is not producing for us. There's something.
Rather you, we voted now. We know it's the creed. You know, things have been written 50,000 years before creation, so it's already written. The pen is left, its pages are dry, because Allah already knows.
And having no other recourse but to blame ourselves when things don't go the way we'd like them to go. Because who can we blame at this point? America was able to get away with putting two candidates up to run for president that really have not suited the values that Muslims have.
Other issues going on around the country as well. We want aware of, and the general media is not focusing on that. We're talking about Standing Rock out in North Dakota, where they're trying to build a pipeline across indigenous people's land which was basically negotiated, basically as Muslims, as the Prophet Islam said, when we see a wrong, we change it with our hands. If we cannot do that, we speak out against it. If we cannot do that, hate it in our hearts.
Wow, honey, this is exactly what I was looking for. What is this?
American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in America.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. See if Naeem is back with us.
Right. Host says, so thank you so much, sister. Right. We look forward to seeing you at the top of the hour. And of course, our Monday morning mindfulness host says she loves this topic today and loves hearing the men's thoughts. And of course, we want you all to listen in this afternoon, for our 2 o'clock live podcast with Betty Shabazz students as we continue to get the youth perspective. And of course, we are back and we have a caller on our line, a brother, at 773-530. Are you ready to take another call, or do you have another guest you need to talk to first?
No, he can express himself, please.
All right, 773-530, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts on the topic.
Yes, once again, it's AMG Peace God from Peace Nation of the United States of America Republic. Calling you live from New Mecca, Providence, Illinois. How you doing, fellas?
I'm fine.
Brother Maurice and the other brother, I didn't catch his name, but he shared a unique and in-depth perspective that was, a beautiful thing, you know, for all the men out there, you know, to hear. That in-depth perspective of, what we're faced with today, as in what we were faced with, let's say, in past times of our forefathers, when the village was together. Now, with that being said, you know, for time's sake, you know, there's much repairing and replenishing and restoration that needs to go on in today's time. But in speaking on our men, the protectors, yes, they are the protectors. In addition to it, one major perspective that you shed light on is the conditioning, you know, and that's something that, you know, we don't, we choose to sometimes look over or just go past or just, you know, it's just something. But, no, our people have been through various forms of conditioning even up until this day. So, like I said, just for, time's sake, you know, just dropping a couple of jewels, for the men out there on the perspectives of the conditioning. So if you are a man, a true man of God, you will have to trust in God if you will choose, put yourself in harm's way, in the face of danger and all that good stuff as men, to stand up to that valley and stand up to that position. You have to have your trust in God, due to some of the conditions that we have today amongst our women, you know what I mean, because the light that he shared is how can you protect something that does not know it needs protection. Once again, we're dealing with our woman who has, you know, held our backs up for 400-plus years or whatnot, you know, so in this day and age, how can you protect something that does not know it needs protection? So for all the men out there who will choose, because it is a choice that a man has to make, it's either flight or flight out there, fellas. You know what I mean? Flight or flight. So, you know what I mean? With me, AMG Peace God calling me live, I choose to, you know, fight for mine. And once again, you know what I mean? No man should have a family or have a dynasty or whatnot that does not choose to fight for his family. And once again, you know, you choose to put yourself out there. You have to have your trust in God that, you know, remembering that the women of truth are the assets of the nation. So if you choose to put yourself out there and put that, you know, that stand, be a stand-up guy, stand in that position, you have to put your trust in Almighty God. I mean, if you ever are to put yourself in a line of, you know, danger of any type of form of protection, because once again, if a woman does not know that she needs that protection, sometimes she can put herself out of the hedge of protection of men, you know. So that's where men would have to have the trust in God. That God will see through once again for the assets, which are the women and children that they see through towards the future. So praise be to God. That's my perspective for you fellas. AMG Peace God calling you live from New Mecca. Thank you for all the men that's out there on a mission, standing in the gap for the Almighty Creator. Praise be to God, Allah. Shalom. Peace.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Excellent commentary.
We have
Brother
we have
Michael. Samuel. Oh, go ahead, my sister. I look forward to hearing from those that call in.
312-632 coming back to you again. Is your mic open? Your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments on the topic. 312-632. Okay, well, maybe they accidentally pressed one. Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, you know, the female have to agree to be protected. We're hearing verbiage now that takes, and this is not all women, this is not a general statement, that removes her out from under the protection of males. Such language as, I don't need a man. I don't need a husband. I can do this all myself. The protected has to be agreeable for the protection that is provided. You know, this idea of, I don't need a man, that leaves her vulnerable. That leaves her vulnerable to the society in which we live. And we are in a society now where women are greatly disrespected and seen as just flesh, just my pleasure thing. And let me state this also. I don't want to couch this in a racial barrier, because women were at the forefront of the prohibition movement, outlawing the consumption of alcohol in the United States. Women were at the forefront of that. And what was part of the reasoning of their being at the forefront of that? Because men would spend their time in the bar, imbibing, getting drunk, and they would go home, not all of them, but too many, and beat their wives and misuse their children. That was a strong motivation that women took for the act of prohibition. Maybe if we sober him up. He won't go home and brutalize his wife and his children. So, and this does not have a racial connotation to it. It did not. There are Caucasian women that can come on here and share their experiences with us concerning an uncivilized, uncouth husband, and it'll be agreeable with the African-American female also. So this is a human problem. This is a human condition. But if we follow how God has ordered the creation, the woman has to be grateful for the protection afforded her. It liberates her. It doesn't restrain her. It liberates her. That is a liberating principle, to know that she is protected and that she can walk in the public and not be harassed, not be assaulted. And the condition of any community, the number one responsibility falls upon the male. It falls upon the male to order the society according to his best values. So women have to accept to be protected. And I understand, as was mentioned earlier, women were brought into the workforce, and they performed excellently. They did. They performed excellently. And women are not to be withheld from entering entrepreneurship, the financial field. But at the same time, they are to be protected physically and emotionally. So this idea of us, of the male being the protector of women, she has to agree. She has to cooperate. She has to come to that understanding that she will be protected. Because I'm just stating what is going on right now. This idea, I don't need a man, I can do this by myself and all of that. You know, if a man, I'm just stating a fact. If a man hits you with a whistling left hook, it's over. The strength that God has placed in his shoulders and his arms is great. And you have to know that there is the possibility, not that he will do it, but bear in mind that there is the possibility that he will use the superiority that God gave him for his own dignity, for his own dignity and pride, and not being fully matured, not being a fully evolved human being. He will resort to what we call animal instinct, animal tactics. And you do risk being seriously hurt. So when men step in to protect you, being, let's say, after the altercation is quelled, I believe that a conversation needs to be held with both parties. Especially her. Don't push his buttons. You see he's not civilized. You see he's not fully civilized, and you run the risk of this man brutalizing you. Don't place yourself in such circumstances. Okay, I want to open up the mic of Brother Minister Floyd Plump, if you would. Assalamu alaikum, Minister Floyd Plump. Take your phone off of mute. Your mic is open. Minister Plump, 312-882. Okay, well, I'll return back to error code 312-849. Your comments, if you would, please.
Oh, that's my mic.
Oh, okay. Okay, 334-419. Your comments, if you would, please.
Thank you, Imam. You know, in today's time with so much information and, you know, a overload of information, many
I'm sorry,
of
this,
us,
is it, I'm sorry, this is Michael Hameen or Imam DeLacy?
Yes, ma'am. Michael Hameen.
Okay, I want to make sure I put the right name on the screen so for people who
thank
are watching
you.
They can see your name. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, there's a lot that we have, that we don't have knowledge of, you know, we don't have knowledge of, and we're not aware of how we operate. Men have the physical muscles, but as a protection, Almighty God has given the woman the muscles in her tongue. She has a strength of language that can oftentimes do more damage than a left hook to the jaw. Just with her ability, the muscle in her tongue, her ability to defend herself and the ability to check the men and their muscles power. So women also teach language to the children. I went to a high school where the first Peaches and Herb, the first Peaches attended, a junior high school, I should say. And we were walking home, and she was talking to her girlfriends, and this guy tried to talk to her. And he was insistent. She turned around and told him, look, don't you know you can't out-talk a woman? You know, and that stuck with me. I'm in junior high school, but I never forgot that. And then I found supporting evidence when I became an adult. I found the supporting evidence for that, that the women's tongue, powerful muscles, and the abuse that women can you know, women because of their lack of muscles, oftentimes, you know, they use their psychology and their ability to express themselves as a powerful force. You know, they can knock a man off his square, so to speak. And oftentimes this idea of abuse is not looked into in terms of, okay, physical abuse. Okay, what was the source of it? Oftentimes a woman can trigger a man in such a way with that powerful tongue of hers, you know, and she knows his weaknesses. So they have found that this abuse, domestic abuse, can I finish my thought? Oftentimes,
well, we have 1 minute. Michael, we have one minute of broadcast time.
I just want to complete my sentence. Oftentimes, this abuse is mutual.
Oh, welcome. Praise be to Almighty God. We are grateful to all of you that tune into the Female Solution. A wonderful broadcast that our beloved sister shares with us. Inshallah, I invite you to tune back into American Muslim 360 this evening, inshallah, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Coast Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time for the broadcast of Halal Industries Do For Self. It is hosted by Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Halal Industries. Halal means that which is good and lawful. Our industry has to be good and lawful, not unlawful and not corrupt. Praise be to Almighty God. So we came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, remain regardful of Almighty God, the Creator, and remain grateful and thankful for what Almighty God has done for us, what he is doing for us, and what he shall do for us. We've got to be thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatton. We got to be thankful.
early in the morning, saying a prayer. Then the fresh brew coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try and make a difference any way they can. They've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for the life and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
They gotta be
thankful for their lives and all the things we do right now that need and light their lives. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. The peace that only Almighty God can give.